session, the Honorable Mark A. Barnett, Claire R. Kelly, and Jennifer Cho Groves presiding before case numbers 2152 in race section 301 cases and 2177 HMTX Industries LLC et al. Versus United States et al. Will the attorneys please state present when their name is called for the record? We have for the plaintiff, HMTX Industry LLC et al., Matthew Nicely.
I'm here.
Pratik Shaw.
Present.
For the defendant, United States et al., we have Justin Miller.
Present.
For the plaintiff steering committee, we have Chung Lian Young. Could have sworn I saw Miss Young.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I think she may be on but muted.
Yes, because I saw her present.
Right. Yeah, she's on the list here. Okay.
We have Frederick Deming Van Arnum Jr. Substituting for steering committee member Lawrence M. Friedman.
I'm present.
Dan Carnistra.
Good morning, present.
Randy Rucker.
Present.
Gregory Husisian.
Present.
Joseph Sparagin.
Present.
Nithya Nagarajan.
Present.
Gregory Tuttle.
George Tuttle, and I'm present.
George
Thank you.
Tuttle, sorry. Kristen Mari.
Present.
Richard O'Neill.
Present.
We have Jeremy Page.
Present.
Substituting for steering committee member Shannon Fura.
Yes, present. Thank you.
Michael Rowe.
Perhaps Mr. Roll's in custody. No, he had indicated he may not be able to join. So
sounds like New York City.
I see him present. He is muted though.
Right.
And then Patrick Gill.
Present.
These are all the counsels.
I think Ms. Yang, are you just to confirm for the record that you're there or there but still muted? Okay. And Mr. Roll, one last time. Okay. Well, thank you all.
Yes, sir. I'm here. Sorry. Okay. Sorry, Your Honor.
No worries. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining. The purpose of the call today is just to talk about process. Nothing in terms of substance. And you know, we know, obviously, the Federal Circuit has issued the mandate with regard to the appeal. We know the time for filing a petition for a writ of certiorari runs on, I think it's December 24th. We're also aware, I mean, at least for, you know, whatever credence you want to give them, there have been at least some press reports suggesting that parties may not file the petition for writ of certiorari. Whether that's the case or not doesn't really matter. I think especially given the time frame right around the holidays and everything else going on, we wanted to make sure we get out ahead of things. You know, should the decision be made that you're, especially if you're not going to file for cert, because you know, any decisions, any actions that start to happen in these cases, it's not just one case, it's 4,000 cases. And so even if it's a small thing, it can, no small thing is small with respect to these cases. So we wanted to get out ahead of things. And we wanted to share with everybody sort of a game plan that we've come up with, get any feedback that you all might have to offer on that approach, and just share it with folks as early as possible. So the what we're looking at is probably a, I think of it as a 2.5-step plan, and I'll explain each step in short order. First step is going to be, we would take it within the next, you know, perhaps as early as later today, depending on the feedback that we get during this discussion. And that is that we'll issue an order in the master case and in the HMTX case. So it'll get docketed in both of those cases, and it'll set a deadline for a status report. And the first part of that is just the, you know, status report with respect to a petition for a writ of certiorari. Whether, you know, if you file one, let us know within 7 days of filing. If you don't file one, let us know by 7 days after the deadline, December 31st. And finally, if you request an extension, get an extension, let us know about that within 7 days of hearing about an extension, or no later than December 31st. So the idea is just to, you know, create a tickler there in terms of actions going forward. Then the next thing that we would do in this same order is just confirm for everyone that if a petition for a writ of certiorari is filed, all the stays that exist are going to remain in place with regard to all the assigned cases. And the same will be true with regard to the unassigned 301 cases. Everything just is stayed, and we wait for our friends at the Supreme Court to figure out next steps. Okay. The third thing that will be in this order, and this is in a sense maybe the most important, is just to share with everyone that if no petition is filed, instructions will come. Hold off until January. We will let you know how we're going to proceed. The expectation there is that come January, we'll issue another order, and we'll say a little bit of this in the current order, but the details will be held until January or whenever it becomes appropriate. And that is that we're going to give, once we get there, we'll tell you, sorry. Hold off. We will issue that the order that we issue this week will say if there's no petition filed, we'll have a subsequent order establishing deadline for parties to indicate their intent to litigate any additional or alternative claims. And we'll also provide a streamlined process for dismissing cases that are not otherwise identified for further litigation. Okay. There'll be two public service announcements, if you will, in footnotes in this order. And that is just to remind people, for those who don't want to wait for the streamlined process, if they have an assigned 301 case and they want to go ahead and dismiss, that they need to do so pursuant to Rule 41A1A II, because the master answer counts as a master in all the individual cases. So they have to use Form 8A and file a stipulation of dismissal and speak with Mr. Miller or his colleagues there in that process. We're trying to minimize the need for that with the facilitated process, the streamlined process that we're going to do down the road. So, but if anybody doesn't want to wait, just a reminder to them that they can't do just a notice of dismissal. And then the second PSA separate footnote is for those folks who are out there in the unassigned 301 cases, they can, in fact, file a 7A notice of dismissal pursuant to Rule 41A1A II. So that's the immediate activity that will happen. And then we'll wait and see what occurs. If, in fact, there's no petition for cert filed come January, then there will be a second order that we do. That order will be issued not only in the master case, but it'll get docketed in all 3,500-odd cases, okay? And that will indicate to the parties that they have 60 days to file a status report in their individual case if they intend to litigate, further litigate, any additional or alternative claim in their case. And then it will also indicate to them, if they don't file a status report or they don't intend to litigate, they don't need to take any action. They can just let the 60 days run. And after the 60th day, the court will take action to issue voluntary dismissals of any of those cases pursuant to Rule 41A2, I think it is. Anyway, we'll have those details there. Okay. FYI, if we get, or depending on what we get in terms of any of those notices of intent to further litigate, we'll figure out, you know, after day 60, we'll figure out what, you know, how we want to proceed at that point, whether we need, you know, if there's enough of them and there's a, you know, common issues that it makes sense to go forward through the steering committee, or if it's, you know, just a handful of one-offs, you know, product specific or plaintiff specific types of issues, whether it makes more sense to just reassign cases to an individual judge, we'll figure that out. But again, if nothing is filed after day 60, the court will dismiss under 41A2. Okay. I mentioned 2.5 steps. Those were the two steps. The half step is simply as chief judge, then as a separate matter, I would issue an administrative order that would get docketed in all of the unassigned 301 cases, which would lay out a comparable process. 60 days, indicate your intent to litigate. If we don't get anything from you, we will voluntarily dismiss your case. Those dismissals will all be done by our case managers. You know, saves everybody filing, saves DOJ having to consent, stipulate to 3,500 dismissals, et cetera. And that, I think, is largely it, except for any feedback, comments, concerns, suggestions for things we may not have considered, et cetera, that any of you all might have.
Your Honor, Matt Nicely for the record for HMTX. First of all, and I hope this doesn't alter too much what you had planned to do, but we do have every intention to file for cert.
Okay.
And in fact, on Monday this week, we filed for an extension, an application for an extension of time. We asked that be granted until February 20. So we asked for 58 days. We've not heard back. Pratik, I don't know if you have some sense of how quickly you would think we would hear back in typical case.
Yeah, I think we will hear in the coming weeks. It's the Chief Justice will issue an order, and then obviously we can update the court as soon as we hear back from the court on whether it's granted any extension and what that, if it does, what that deadline is. Sometimes it doesn't grant the full time, sometimes it does.
Okay.
So I'm guessing that maybe that changes some of what you planned to do, maybe not, because we haven't filed yet. Are we correct to assume that much of what you just described would apply after the Supreme Court has ruled as well? But
right, yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
depending on how they rule. Right.
Obviously. Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, so I think, you know, to the extent that any of you have feedback on that front, I think, I appreciate the update. We had not heard that you had filed for the extension. So I think that's helpful to know. I think we would still go ahead and issue the first order as anticipated, just for the record to let people know that, you know, we're thinking about that process at whatever point it becomes relevant, but also to just lay out the requirement for letting us know what happens with regard to the Supreme Court. As much as anything, I mean, as much as we will hear regardless, for the sake of the rest of the plaintiffs in the 301 cases to, you know, make sure that they have that information as well. So, but any reactions? Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. Just so you are aware, and I can't promise you that our distribution list is perfect, but we did send a note out to the entirety all plaintiffs' counsel last night about our extension request. So at least that has gone out to a very large number of counsel. But just so you're aware.
Yeah. Belts and suspenders on something like this. Exactly. Yeah. Never hurts. Okay. Yep. Any reactions otherwise to the general approach, assuming a certain set of rulings, whether they deny cert or they grant and affirm, just approach wise. Any reaction? I mean, I think, you know, we tried to take lessons learned from the harbor maintenance and from the Wolf cases and things like, you know, other similar analogous cases with lots of parties and lots of parallels.
Right.
So, any reactions?
Justin, we couldn't hear you, so.
Oh, I said that approach makes sense from the government's perspective.
Okay. All right. Anything else that we need to cover? Okay. Well, like I said, it's just wanted to check in about process. Do appreciate the update, and please keep us posted as appropriate, and we will stay in touch.
Very good.
All right.
Thank you, Your Honor.
If we don't speak, enjoy the holidays, everyone.
You too.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Take care.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you,
likewise.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
This court is adjourned.